Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration and use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
When you turn the ball over really 3 drives in a row, it's like, all right.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Picked off in the end zone by Carolina. Intercepted by Horn again.
Earlier on the show, Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore. Coming up, comedian Jim Gaffigan. Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 2 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and it's always a great hour in the history of our show when Jim Gaffigan, sitting in our green room, kindly cooling his heels, getting ready to come out here. He might ask us to drink some bourbon with him.
Oh, twist my arm.
Well, I mean, you've already had a massive slice of pumpkin pie and whipped cream that I saw you... Two?
I've had half a pie.
Oh, my goodness.
Brock will finish one by himself, which is fine.
It's Thanksgiving week. What do you want?
That's Mariucci level of morning eating.
What do you want from me?
That's impressive.
Chris, I need you to slow down because I'm going to need you tomorrow to be on the show.
Well, I bought two pies for today, hoping maybe you guys could finish them, and then I can get 2 new ones
tomorrow. Don't make me go full Dan Hurley and talk about how I need you to stay off the Thanksgiving food.
Oh, I'll be taking a nap for 3rd hour.
We've got games to play
here,
okay?
Still got a game tomorrow.
On the couch. There's a couch right there. I can take a nap.
What is the truck doing back behind me?
I mean,
we know what's happening.
Well, I think it's leftover from the water pipe leakage from the last couple weeks. Yeah, there's
been some issues. The bathrooms here.
For those listening on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance or Sirius XM Channel 80 or our podcast, there's a truck parked in just the one spot that it takes up the entire background of our set.
It's
I don't know. Why does that bother me so much? I don't know why that bothers me.
Because you don't like people in your shot.
Yeah. Like the guy just walked.
Not in the shot. You don't like people in your shot.
I don't know.
I think
you're just a control freak. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't
control
that.
Is that what Trayvon Merrick was saying to Juwan Jennings last night? I don't like you in my shot.
Yeah, you have shoulder
up,
on
Trevor?
The truck. So
you have shoulder on it.
What's
Rich?
Up, Trevor? What's up, Trevor? I like it. Let's go to Travis in the hometown of Aaron Rodgers, Chico, California.
Chico.
What's up, Travis?
Chico's bail bonds.
What's up, Travis?
Hey, Rich. Hold on,
Mike. I mean, it's Travis.
Oh.
Hold on. I don't want to say hello to you, but hold on a minute. What's up?
Okay.
What's up, Trevor? What's going
what's
on?
What's up, Trevor?
How are you, sir?
Travis.
Okay.
My brother's name is Trevor.
Oh, so
and it's totally good because, you know, I told you Travis Trevor, and I've gotten mixed up. I get called all the tea names.
Okay, very good.
So,
what's on your mind,
down.
Travis?
The sun is up.
My mind is, as a Raider fan from Northern California, where we had the great Rich Eisen for 2 years at KRC, our new channel, Sullivan.
That's true.
I don't know if you remember that, Rich.
Dude, do I remember it? Spirit of the North State? Are you kidding me? I spent a lot of my time on behind the wheel of the car, the white news cars that had the station emblazoned on the side. I love the North State. It's a beautiful part of the country.
And my dad has a great story where he just told me one day, I'm watching News Channel 7 and my guy Rich Eisen's doing my sports, and the next day I turn on, my guy's on ESPN.
That's true. That happened.
Yeah.
That happened. I was very, very fortunate. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I'm watching this Raider game this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it and thinking how both teams really are struggling. But with the connections with, Brady and everyone, but just how the Raiders passed on Sanders as he fell through the draft. I mean, just as I'm looking at it, we passed on him 7 times. 7. And, you get a quarterback what did Sanders do? He came in as a rookie and he flashed. You don't need him to tear up the world, but he flashed. He gave that team some hope. And we just don't have that. And I'm just thinking, are these guys in the front office? I know you're a Pete Carroll guy. Like,
yeah.
Are they kicking themselves for not?
No, Travis, listen, you cannot find a bigger Sanders fan, Sanders family fan than yours truly. Okay.
Yeah.
For many reasons. I love Dion with every fiber of my being for so many reasons. I've been with him in quiet times. I've been with him in tough times. I've been with him in fun times. I've been with him all over the place. And I met this young man that's on the screen right here. We're showing a shot of Shador winning in Vegas. I met him as a kid. So it was a big moment to watch him do what he did. But it's one game, man. And it's one game against an opponent that again, has had trouble putting together four winning quarters all season long. We do need to see him do it again. I cannot imagine the Raiders are sitting there kicking themselves that they passed on Shador. There's so many other things that they're kicking themselves about. That is so far down the list of, you know, self-football flagellation, to be honest with you, Travis. Yeah. I can't. We do need to keep seeing it. And there's a big test, obviously, coming up this week to see how he can improve with the San Francisco 49ers coming to town, because the 49ers are a stout team. But as we saw on Monday night, you can get your defense to get the cage of the quarterback rattled enough, certainly pick him off, certainly sack him and make the, last night. I mean, Purdy sat back and wasn't sacked a single time. As a matter of fact, the Panthers failed to record a sack for the fifth time this year. And, you know, here comes Myles Garrett. So it's possible. And thanks for the call. You know, it's entirely possible that the Browns can do enough defensively to get the Niners off their mark. And then the Niners don't sack people enough. And Shador can make enough plays, they could repeat what they just did against Pete, that formula. But to sit here and say the Raiders or anybody else that passed on Shador is kicking themselves, we're far away from that being a conversation. But one game in, good enough. Kudos to Stefanski for saying, let's see what he's got, or whoever was in the organization telling Stefanski, you need to see what we have. I'm glad to see it. It makes Browns and Niners that much more must see, gotta watch it. I will. I'll be having my eyes peeled. And, you know, anybody who knows the Niners, that, you know, that they've, wasn't that the spot where Trey Lance started and there was a rainstorm or something like that? Didn't Deshone Kaiser beat them one year? There's like weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
You know, the DeBartolo family's from Ohio. It's big when they do go back to the state. I don't know why I'm spitballing here because I don't know for a fact, but San Francisco at Cleveland has happened before and the Browns have pulled it off before. 844-204 Rich is the number to dial right here on the program. Overreaction Monday is sitting in your RSS feeds podcast wise or sitting on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel for you to watch. Chris Brockman and I recorded it before Monday's show. It is still quite relevant, if I may say so, evergreen at this point in time. But it also does lead to the popular edition called Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Get it?
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
It's been a while since I stepped on that drop for a while, right? I'm just...
Oh, yeah. You've been good, Rich.
Thanks, Mike. I was fishing there.
I know.
Really need some positive reinforcement today, don't you?
It's this week. Entirely. Entirely. Are you kidding me?
You know, there's pumpkin pie over there.
I'm not really a pumpkin pie guy, but
whipped cream. I got two different kinds of whipped cream.
What's going on over there?
All right, here's the deal. What's up, guys?
Yeah, everybody good? I'm doing good.
Thanks, Tuesday, Mike. Great to see you, man.
What's up,
good
Trevor?
All right, so here's the deal. Here's my take after watching last night's game for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Teams are going to stop giving quarterbacks $50 million contracts because it's their turn. These are not aging well. Trevor Lawrence, Tua, now Brock Purdy, and what he's done so far being outplayed by Mac Jones this season. Teams are going to stop doing this.
I don't think so. It's going to go on forever.
Yeah, you think the Texans are going to give C.J. Stroud $250 million because it's his turn after Davis Mills is 3-0?
Interesting. Keep going. Keep making your case.
I have one about Bryce Young later on, but do you think Bryce Young's getting a second contract with Carolina?
I just still think it's going to, at the end of the day...
You think the Chargers have any Herbert regret? Joe Burrow can't finish a season?
I don't think the Chargers have a single ounce of Herbert regret. Single ounce of it. Not a single scintilla of that.
I'm sure Mike Brown's thinking about it.
An interesting case, as you know, I still think it will always happen because it keeps happening. But I understand your point. I'll call it an overreaction. And you keep tilting at this windmill, bud. You keep howling at this moon.
I've been proven right.
Let's see if you're that broken clock at some point.
Well, I've been proven right more than twice a day, I think, on this.
Okay. I appreciate you continuing on these analogies.
You're talking about the Browns, how you're excited to watch them in action this weekend. And I think there's, you know, depending on your viewpoint, I think there's one very important and good reason to keep watching the Browns. It's because Myles Garrett's going to get 30 sacks this year.
I don't think that's an overreaction right now. He needs to have
two a game the rest of the year.
Two a game. Or another, you know, three-sack game.
Exactly.
I think he's thinking 30 right now.
I bet you he's thinking it
right now.
This record is getting shattered.
I bet you he's thinking about it right now.
And you look at some of the guys coming up the rest of the season. They are very sackable quarterbacks.
Well, it's Brock Purdy this weekend. Let's do this. And then it's Cam Ward. Then it's Caleb. I don't know about that. Josh Allen just got sacked 10 times. How many times? 8 times.
8 against.
And then it's Aaron Rodgers,
who's not mobile, and a guy coming off a toe injury who also
Joe Burrow,
can't move.
Who, as we know, has been lack of protection. I honestly don't think this is an overreaction. And you know how...
I mean, it's an outrageous number.
It is an outrageous number, but it's within reach. And we just name the different teams. I mean, you'd have to say out of everybody we just mentioned, Purdy was not sacked last night. He's elusive. You'd say Caleb, right? Because Caleb is...
Well, Caleb kind of runs around and twirls around in the backfield. Right. You got a rookie quarterback behind it. You know, they're arguably the worst team in the league. Josh Allen got pretty brutalized against the Texans.
And don't you think...
Rodgers is not mobile.
Don't you think, guys, he's thinking about that round number in his head right now at some point?
I don't know, because 30 seems so absurd.
I know.
Like, who would ever think...
Well, he's got 18 right now. Number.
He's already got 18 through...
I know, but I'm just saying, like...
12
weeks.
Right,
through
11 games.
You would never think that, like... I'm sitting there like, there's no way. And then I'm like, well, I guess there is a way.
I thought of this the other day, and I'm like, could he really do this? And then you look at who he's playing, and like, yeah, he probably could.
I mean...
10 fewer sacks than the $40 million he signed for.
Look, Strahan already gave it up, so he's already conceding. So, I don't know. It's possible.
And again, I know people are like, you know, hey, he took the bag, and it's too bad that he's playing in games that aren't meaningful. I will push back and say this past week was pretty damn meaningful. We'll find out how many more games Shador starts and performs well. And the games that he's performing in right now are pretty damn meaningful for the quarterback. And if the quarterback doesn't prove, then maybe for the franchise. We'll see. But I don't think that's an overreaction.
Yeah, pretty fun one. Watching the fourth quarter on Sunday of this team play, and you think, don't let them in the tournament because the Chiefs might be the most dangerous 7th seed in NFL history.
Dude, what do you think? Who are you talking to right now? Who are you talking to? You think they're going to be the 7th seed or better?
No, I think they'll probably be the 7th seed.
Not better?
Probably not. I think it's unlikely that they go undefeated to finish the season.
Can you show me the AFC standings, please, before I could push back here?
Because they're 11-6, they'll probably be the 7th seed.
They'll be the most dangerous team. If you believe that they're not going to win the division, they're the most dangerous team of any team that's a wild card team.
Asking them to win the division right now is a pretty tall task.
I understand that. But the Bills and Steelers play each other this week. Chiefs and Texans play each other this week. So let's just say the Steelers... win this game against Buffalo. I know the Buffalo fans don't want to hear that, but it's at Pittsburgh. Let's say that they do that. Steelers have been playing better at home. They beat the Colts there a couple weeks ago, right? And then they just took care of the Bengals there as well. So let's just say that all happens. Then the Chiefs leapfrog the Texans. There's a three-way tie, Bills, Chiefs, and Steelers. That's the way that, you know, the Jaguars are, and the Chargers are also 7-4. Chiefs are only a game behind them. They could improve. But they're definitely going to be, don't let them in the tournament. I think it goes without saying.
I'm calling my shot. They're going to be the 7th seed.
Okay. I say that's an overreaction, but the rest of it, you had me at hello. What else over there?
Well, don't worry. I'll bring you back down to earth with this one. The Bills have to make the AFC title game for Sean McDermott to keep his job.
I don't know about that. No. Hoskins, you want to chime in here? I'll repeat your answer. You're the coordinating producer of the Rich Eisen Show and representative of the Bills Mafia. Do you want to chime in here?
His seat is toasty.
Would you agree with this? He does not agree. He thinks that's an overreaction.
He's a very optimistic Bills fan.
I don't know about that. I mean, you want to put up the stand? Find that year-in, year-out
pressure.
The record of the team from week 12 on over the last six seasons. The best team in the league with the best record of the Chiefs. The Packers are second.
Now let's do Super Bowl wins.
And then the Bills are third.
Now let's do Super Bowl appearances.
I understand that.
Okay.
But you got to, what do you want to do? You want to...
At some point, something has to change. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again with the same results.
There's a reason why they've won 76% of their games from week 12 and on, which is exactly when you want to win them. Because that's usually your division games.
What about February on?
Okay.
What are we measuring then?
There's very few teams that have an opportunity to play in February.
Well, they think that they're one of them. Maybe they need a move to get over the hump.
I hear you.
Okay.
I just don't think that'll happen, but maybe I got to make the eight. So they make the divisional round. They win a playoff game. They make the divisional round, and then they lose. You want to start from scratch? New coach, new everything for the new stadium.
I think that's a good idea.
I'll call that an overreaction, and I have the Rich Eisen Show member of Bills Mafia backing me up. To the Patriot Nation over there trying to divide and conquer.
You guys had your window.
He wants them to go back and start from scratch.
He does.
You had your five-year window and you blew it.
That would benefit his team.
Don't blame me because I'm just the messenger.
I do like blaming you, though.
I understand that. Uh-huh. Offensive player of the year, guys. JSN's to lose. He's too good.
I don't know about that.
He's going to get 2,000 yards.
I don't know about that. I hear you. McCaffrey has got to be in this equation, and so does Jonathan Taylor. I just told you McCaffrey's numbers. They're absurd. They're positively absurd.
He's a running back. He gets twice as many looks as JSN each game.
I understand what that means, but as I mentioned to you, I want to make sure I'm backing this up here.
Jonathan Taylor is the betting favorite, slightly over JSN.
You know there's two 1,000-yard receivers in the NFL right now? JSN is one. You want to guess who the other one is? Crazy. Crazy. It's George Pickens.
Oh, yeah.
He's the second 1,000-yard receiver in the league. Puka's got 947, and he missed a game. But in terms of receptions in the NFL, the leader is Christian McCaffrey. 81 of them.
His average depth of target is 2 yards.
Who cares?
JSN's is 12. That matters.
I'm not saying there's no argument for him to be offensive player of the year, but you're saying it's for him, it's for his. We haven't even mentioned the name Jonathan Taylor.
All right.
Overreaction.
All right, two more. We're going to see him on Thanksgiving night. Kind of don't think we should. Joe Burrow shouldn't play again this season.
I don't think that's an overreaction, but that's just, you tell him. You'd be the one to tell him.
I get it, but what is he playing for? Their season is over.
Himself, his teammates, trying to win. His coach. Money. I don't know. Pride? No idea. You don't just tweet a photograph of yourself wearing your LeBron gamer.
I get it.
That looks like, I think when he was a kid, right? Younger.
Like maybe a high school photo.
It looks like from back in the day saying, I'm back. You're not telling that guy, yeah, we're so far out. Why do you want to come back? We're saving you. They saved him for Sunday so he could play Thursday. This does not look like a guy who wants to sit.
They're not making the playoffs.
That does look like him in high school, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I can't tell.
That does not look recent, that photograph.
I don't know if I believe anything with AI. Like, Del Tuvo showed me a picture of
on his feed, though.
Del Tuvo showed me a picture of his brother's dog fighting a bear in his backyard. I don't know what's real.
That was real. That's a high school photo, I think.
Okay. Yeah, you tell him. What else you got?
All
over
right,
there?
Last one. Also, again, piggybacking off of watching last night, multiple teams you don't expect will be in the market for a new quarterback in 2026.
That you don't expect.
Are the Dolphins in that?
Carolina, Minnesota, Arizona, maybe Miami.
It always happens. So I think that that is that's not out of the realm.
Wouldn't shock Carolina, you know, being in the market for a quarterback.
I don't know. I mean, Bryce Young had a 400-yard game just a couple weeks ago.
I mean,
that throw he threw a dime to Ted McMillan.
One off.
But. Okay. No, but I'll buy it just because it, you know, crazier things have happened.
Yeah, true.
I'll buy it. And it's also part and parcel of, you know, you're bookending. You're saying all these contracts are going to finally lead to behavior that is off the wall or out of the ordinary. And that would be one of them. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Good job, sir. Overreaction Monday podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and our YouTube channel. Let's bring out Jim Gaffigan, everybody. He's got his Father Time bourbon, and he's got an entire set in support of selling it. Unbelievable.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the Thumbtack app. Download today.
This message is sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union. As the holiday season rolls around, we know that you strive to do everything you can to bring cheer and joy to your loved ones. And as a credit union dedicated to serving all veterans, active duty, and their families, we understand that every little bit counts. That's why, for a limited time, you could earn a $250 cash bonus when you spend $2,500 with Navy Federal's Cash Rewards and Cash Rewards Plus cards in the first 90 days. But the giving doesn't stop there. You could also earn up to 2% unlimited cash back with these cards. So saving up for whatever the season brings just got a little easier. Give joy. Get joy. Join now at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for details. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Offer ends January 1st, 2026. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Hold on a minute. Let me take a... by the way, ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance has just returned.
I love Progressive Insurance.
Oh, I'm glad you do, because you know this is what presents ESPN Radio. I'm now taking a drink of Father Time bourbon.
That's quality, right?
Woo! That'll leave a mark at 10:27 in the morning.
That's good.
That is good. Ooh, that warms the gullet, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know the first hit might have a little edge, but that's
can confirm.
That'll bring you into a pleasantry. Mm-hmm. Like there is, first of all, I cannot articulate how much I love the bourbon and whiskey world. Like there is something about the bourbon community and how men come together. Men need it.
Yes,
you know, because men are dumb. We are dumb creatures. I can prove it. Let's think of a hypothetical predominantly male occupation. Let's say football coach, right? Let's say NFL legendary football coach. Okay. Let's say our hypothetical football coach, I don't know, won five Super Bowls.
Sure.
Let's say there was like a coach who won five Super Bowls. And then to prove that he's dumb, let's say that that guy was his legacy was destroyed by a 24-year-old social media manager. That could only happen to a man. That could only happen to a man. Now, you may sit there and go,
wow.
Hey, well, maybe they're in love. They sure. could be in love. She's 24, he's 73. Yeah. You know, some people have a problem with that.
Just picking ages out of the air.
And, you know, like sure. people that have an issue with that, they're called women. You know what I mean? Because guys hear that age difference and they're like, you know, well, you know, hey, love is love, right? Love is love. My point is, yes. she is not evil. He's dumb. And even though he's a defensive mastermind,
yes,
he's dumb because he's a man.
Bringing it all full circle,
right?
With the bourbon.
I would
understood.
I would love.
Do you think that plays anything into it?
I would love an NFL Films recap of the Bill Belichick of the last 2 years. Dun 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 dun. Bill Belichick, with cut off sleeves and curt demeanor. Could he stand up to a gold digger? Absolutely not. But he doesn't have one friend. He doesn't have one friend that's like, Bill.
Listen.
You might need another finger there.
This subject matter will turn a host to drinking.
Can I honestly say...
10:29 in the morning. Oh, that's going down strong.
Here's how I know
this
that
this take and this bourbon.
Here's how I know that Bill Belichick is still someone that I respect.
Okay.
I say those jokes with a little amount of fear. Like, I wouldn't want to run into him.
I laugh at these jokes with the same amount of fear.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, Jim.
When you see him talk, you're like, am I in trouble? Did I do something wrong? But yet, the weakness... The weakness. We all, men are dumb. We need that.
Father Time Bourbon. The Everything is Wonderful tour dates as well are out there. JimGaffigan.com for tickets and more dates. And again, I can perfectly attest right now that Father Time Bourbon is going down.
It's good,
really
right?
Smooth. The second, you know, tug is a little bit easier than the first.
It's a shock. It's kind of like the first child. You're like, what am I doing? And then the second child, you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you have right? No. And then by the fifth, you're like, I don't care what I'm doing.
By the fifth, you're like, what is this? This is bourbon. All right.
Where are you doing Thanksgiving? Where are we doing? Thanksgiving? Where's
we are that? Doing it at home.
Okay.
And my eldest is cooking Thanksgiving with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And it's gonna be chaotic. I love my daughter. She's a terrific cook, but her timing is not. You know, like we might be eating at 9 p.m. Do you know what I mean? And I think there's going to be some kind of diplomatic, you know, there's some diplomacy that's going to occur because my wife is giving up some of the authority.
I was about to ask you as a follow-up question, is there some control seating issues that might be resting in your world that you are now part and parcel to having to potentially referee at any point in time?
Oh, but you know, I feel like once your kids become teenagers, you are in an ongoing diplomatic mission, right? Because teenagers are mentally ill and they're you don't know what kind of diplomatic mission you'll be in. Sometimes some teenagers are like Russia, just hostile for no reason at all. Some teenagers are like China, emerging superpowers. And some teenagers are like North Korea. You're just, what do I have to give you to not blow up this world? Right? That's what these teenagers are like, right? And so it'll be fun as long as they don't drink my bourbon.
Well,
that's all I care.
I was about to say, with two teenagers at home and another one about to... Cheers.
Cheers.
Good to see you. Rich. Oh, my God. That's again...
Hour three.
I don't know. What's more uncomfortable for me to laugh at? The Belichick, Jordan... jokes or the teenager jokes now? Because then I'm living in that world now. And they are all over YouTube right now. They see everything that's going on right now.
Yeah. Now, there's a certain amount. Mm. By the way, here's the thing about history is normally written by the victors. But as a parent, you have to understand your children will write the history.
Yes.
and you will most likely be portrayed as an evil dictator who is drunk with power.
Yes.
And sometimes just drunk. So you might as well have a bourbon. Yeah.
I was about to say, do you tap out during this entire, do you contribute to the table setting, the cooking, the planning, or you're just tapping out?
There's going to be a lot of chaos, but I will definitely not partake in any drinking until much later in the day. Oh. In case I have to go to the store and buy an entire turkey dinner. You know what I mean? So it's,
yeah, that's what these delivery apps are for, though.
Yeah,
Jim. But you could sit at home and drink.
Those delivery apps, they never deliver what you ask for. You ask for like a ham, and they show up with a bag of apples, and you're like, I didn't ask for this. They're like, this is all they had, and you're like, all right, right?
They're not reliable enough.
No,
you got to stay sober. That's how unreliable these apps are.
You ever go to the grocery store and you feel like, am I the last person shopping for groceries? Because you can tell the other people there are just like.
I don't know about you, but I find, maybe this is a me thing, I'll share. I find shopping for groceries for the family incredibly pressure-filled.
Really?
Yeah, because I know I'm going to get the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And you come home, it's like, no, like that is not what we needed.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, no, this you know what the kids normally have.
Yeah.
Or the kids look at dad, you know that's not the ketchup.
Oh, that's,
you know
well,
what I mean? Like,
you
that,
know. If you don't get Heinz, you're mentally ill.
Well, I mean,
obviously,
listen, but, I'm with you.
Are you a Hunt's guy? You can
no,
be a Hunt's guy.
No, I'm not a cat sup guy. How dare you? I've never been more offended in my entire life. Cat sup? No, sir. But no, I feel like there's a pressure on me that I'd rather stay at home and drink and roll the dice with a delivery app.
There is
than that.
Just, and why? That's why Father Time Bourbon is called Father Time Bourbon. I think there's a diminishing respect towards fathers that is
Okay.
I don't, you know, and we can't rise up because, you know, the patriarchy, like, that's a bad thing. Clip that and use that. Jim Gaffigan's a monster. No, but like, that's why Father Time is kind of this, you know, homage or this it's dedicated to fathers because I think we kind of suck it up a lot.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you right now. I don't think I could go shopping having just three sips of this thing. Right now. Do you want anything, Chris? I know you're a bourbon guy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'll wait till the commercial break.
Why? Just come up.
It's all good.
Yeah, but Jim's going to head out.
I like how the top button is buttoned.
Thanks.
Oh, I know.
I'm a classy.
No, he's a classy guy.
He always does the Rain Man look. I know that. But bring a glass over here.
All right, let me find
it. You got to have some with Jim Gaffigan.
This is where he's like, I've 20 years sober, and then Rich made me drink.
I'm running a terrible shop here, man. This actual item. All over the place right
Rich
now.
Rich Eisen made you drink? Yeah, I had told him for 15 years that I don't drink. And then then we're on the show and he's like, all right, drink now.
Well, I don't know if this is a sign of this type of shop that I run, but Chris is in charge of human resources.
There you go.
Here we go. Bring
That's
it over
great.
Here. Yeah, just walk in. Doesn't matter. All right.
There you go. Rich,
hold on. Let's all be quiet. Hold on a minute. Let me do this. Ready?
Rich.
You know what I love?
Oh, that was incredible.
There's some weight to that cork, right?
Oh, yes.
Some weight to the topper. That's important stuff. For the nerd thing, you know, you got to...
Do you QC the cork weight?
It was pitched to me, but I really cared about... I mean, there's
Wait a minute. You took pitches on the weight of the cork for Father Time Bourbon?
Yeah, I mean, Father Time is just... It's just me and a college buddy, and he's like, I want to do this. What about this? Yeah, no, you got to nerd out on all this because I was so obsessed with it not being mediocre, you know?
It smells good.
Do you want some?
Yeah, you know what? I will, but I can't get up right now.
Okay.
I've got some.
Yeah, he's too busy working.
The first hit is
am I wrong? It goes right down.
So good.
Is Disney rethinking their choice to give us a long-term contract,
so.
Do you think, right now?
I don't think so.
I'm part of the Disney family. I did a Hulu special.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Good. We're all covered. It's all good.
I'm just wondering, just doing a list of the most offended parties over the last 15 minutes. My teenagers, Bill Belichick, or Disney?
Like, yes.
Start bench cut.
And by the way, I should point out, I forced all of this about discussing bourbon, bringing the bourbon, having people drink. It was all my idea. Rich was against it.
You're an enabler. That's what you are right now, man.
You know, I play the victim. Okay. It's not bad.
That's part of fatherhood as well, isn't
it? I think so. You know, I had the joke, you know, being a father is like being, you know, the backup quarterback on the NFL. You're on the team, but you're not the star. You know what I mean? And every now and then you're brought into the game and people are worried. They're like, when's that starter coming back? When's Aaron Rodgers coming back? I don't know. You know, it's like,
when's my, honestly, like, I do walk in to the house and one of my kids will greet me by saying, where's mom?
Yes.
And I'm like,
I'm here.
Like, what? Like, it's not hi. Yeah. How's the day? Like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Before I even notice it, like, where's mom? And it's just like, what the hell?
Yeah. You know? I've been out of town and my wife has been home with my son and my son has called me. I've been in like Philadelphia and he's like, where's mom? I'm like, I think she's in the house with you. And he's like, can you ask her something? I'm like, what?
This is so great. Oh my gosh. Oh, by the way. Okay. That's a great idea. My coordinating producer, Mike Hoskins, just got in my ear. Dan Hurley, the head coach of UConn basketball.
Yeah. Yes.
Had this to say about, he wants his team to, celebrate Thanksgiving Wednesday and not Thursday because they have a game Friday. And this is the way he phrased it from his podium.
We're going to celebrate our Thanksgiving on Wednesday as a team. We're going to eat the, what's in the turkey, Bobby? No. What makes people sleepy? Tryptophan. So we're not going to eat the tryptophan on Thursday and be sluggish as on Friday. So we're going to eat the tryptophan, the turkey and everything on Wednesday so that all the tryptophan is out of our system by the time we get to MSG. Here we go.
Why, what?
Is that an inspirational speech?
I think that is.
What do you think?
It's so interesting. I never thought of MSG, Madison Square Garden. Now I'm like, oh, is there MSG and MSG?
That's true.
But
yes,
that is an interesting tactic. But we've also, it's an ongoing thing. These professional and college athletes have to perform on these holidays
for us.
It's
so
hard.
So we don't have to talk to people.
Yeah,
when
it's
we're
like,
all home,
you know, New Year's together. Day, you know, or like
that's true. December,
you know, there's going to be a bunch of games on Christmas, basketball and football, yeah. Right? So it's like that's brutal, right? But I think that's a smart idea. Let's do it the day before. I think they shouldn't be able to. I wouldn't want my players even hanging around their family the day before a game, right?
It's like, that's your rule, Coach Gaffigan. That's what you're doing.
I mean, it's like, because you get home at Thanksgiving and yes. I'm the youngest of six kids, and you will immediately fit into this role, right? So what if you spent all season building up the confidence of a player, and then they went home and they're like, oh yeah, that's right, in my family I'm considered the mess up. You don't want them to deal with that.
And then they have to go out and get you 20 points and 10 rebounds. No, thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That's next level stuff right there.
That's the bourbon
but
talk.
What a speech right there. We're no there effing go. Tryptophan.
So I love it. I love how he doesn't know that tryptophan is part of turkey. Like,
he just didn't know the specific, he knew there's something in turkey that's going to make his
but
kids
But isn't he
sleep.
Considered a genius?
He is.
He's considered a genius, not, you know, hey, I don't come across as a brilliant man either. But like that press conference, I was like, I don't know if this guy, like, I don't know if I want him teaching any classes, like stick to basketball.
Do you think he's tapping out at home, too, while everything else is being done for him or around
Absolutely.
Him? Or I shouldn't say that for him or around him.
And maybe he was like, I don't want to maybe. Well, the thing about turkey is, you know, forget about it making you sleepy. Like, it's no one's favorite. No, like, when you go out to dinner, you're like, you know, what are you getting? I'm getting a steak. I'm going to get the turkey. No one gets the turkey, right? It's just a weird, it's like.
It's a weird choice.
It's a good sandwich meat. But, like, it's like they might as well have made egg salad the main dish on Thanksgiving. It's a little weird, right?
Egg salad.
But your daughter's in charge of the turkey.
She is. And she's going to do great.
Okay. Dude, okay.
I mean, it's,
is that the bourbon talk?
By the way, there is something of like
this is amazing.
All family gatherings, there's a certain you have to be prepared for disaster. Like every family trip, I don't know what the thinking is behind. It's like, hey, you know how we bicker and argue? Let's take this on the road. It's just bizarre that we go into these things.
You need a disaster plan for vacations.
You have to
holidays.
Be realistic. You have to be aware that things are going to go sideways.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Oh, man.
Well, this has been a blast. The Everything is Wonderful tour coming to Denver, Colorado, January 22nd through the 24th, last 2 days of January in St. Louis, Missouri, and then February 20th and 21st in Chicago, Illinois. JimGaffigan.com for tickets and more dates. Father Time Bourbon. It's an American spirit, as we all know. It's a Kentucky bourbon.
It is.
Which is why you went to the Old Forester for the bourbon set that's available now on YouTube. Be part of the million plus that have already viewed it. You're an anytime guest, Jimmy.
Thanks so much.
Certainly
so great to be back.
Certainly
here.
If you're going to enable us and bring us this this alcohol. That's TJ, fun. You're not a drinker, which is why I didn't really offer you any, unless you were up for bourbon. Are you up for some
Here's
bourbon?
Here's what you don't know.
Uh-oh.
The last time Jim came, he bought a bottle.
Yeah.
I've been sipping on this in his tea for like the last 9 months.
Jeez. Oh my god!
Even knowing about it,
that's why that a little bit is gone over
that
there.
Is brilliant. That's pacing.
You never even knew, Jim.
That's a brave, smart man.
What a great shop I'm running here.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
As head of HR, I approve all of this.
Oh my god!
See, that's why we have Brockman's in charge.
Cheers.
I'm in charge.
I'm going to get some of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't offer me any while I was being bored.
I thought you were not a drinker.
You know, Jim Gaffigan's in the house.
Okay.
You got to do it. He has 25 years sober, and now he's drinking.
Susie's gentlemen. Here, you partake.
Oh, that's true. Susie comes here. My wife sits mimosas. In here. She brings mimosas for everybody.
Oh, she does.
She does. Right. So mimosas I guess
are on the house.
This is great. Disney is now rethinking its choices.
They're thinking, why didn't do this
blame me. It wasn't rich.
That's correct. JimGaffigan.com. Father Time Bourbon is also something that you should have. Around the holiday. It pairs well with turkey, right?
It's
that effing tryptophan.
It's called a turkey blend.
At Jim Gaffigan on Instagram. Everybody check out all things Jim Gaffigan. Have a safe journey, sir, back home for Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We're back with more in a moment. And I don't mean more bourbon.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
Rich Eisen Show, Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, did you know every Hyundai sold has helped fund life-saving pediatric cancer research? It's an awesome program that you should go to HyundaiUSA.com, search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. Basically, 850 dealers nationwide plus together have raised more than $277 million supporting over 25,000 kids in their fight against cancer. Hyundai, hope isn't optional there. It comes standard. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So much fun with Jim Gaffigan. Oh, my God. That guy just makes me laugh every single time.
Sure does.
And it's not the bourbon. Dylan in Wisconsin, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Dylan?
Hey. First of all, everyone in the studio, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving
Thank
weekend.
You. Thank you. Appreciate you, that. Dylan. Thank you.
Thank you.
You think the Packers, if Jordan Love and the wide receivers start to get it together, they're a Super Bowl contender?
Why not? You know, I know a lot of people have written them off, but listen, this is what you need to have in the National Football League. And thanks for the call, Dylan. I'm now speaking to Packers fans.
This is what you need to have, right? You need to have, to win a championship, you need to have a running game and a defense. Two things. Packers have a run game. They didn't play Josh Jacobs this week, I think because they wanted to, the same way Burrow didn't play on Sunday. They got two games in 5 days, and they got six more games to go, including the one in 5 days on Thanksgiving. It is a massive game against the Lions in Detroit. You can sweep Detroit and basically say to them, even though we got a tie in our record, we've now swept you. And they would go at that point in time, 8-3-1. So you need to also have a great base of operations from which to make a run, correct? In order to be special. And we've seen teams go from, you know, last spot in the wild card to winning it all. We've seen all of that. All you need to do is just to have a ticket. You also need to have a coach who knows how to win in these games. And I understand they haven't played in a Super Bowl. You say all what you want about Matt LaFleur. Put up that stat board again about week 12 and beyond. 30-9. Oof. And the Bills are 29-9. And I know, Christopher, you are giving voice to a lot of people saying,
I see one team with rings
in January. That's right. There's only one team with rings, and that's Mahomes. Yeah. That's the difference here. The Bills have Allen, and the Packers have Jordan Love, who has now gone 3 out of 4 games struggling after having that 370 against Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Can Jordan Love put it together? Have we seen it before? You bet we have, and we've seen it start in Detroit on Thanksgiving. We've seen it. They went and they arrived earlier than expected with Jordan Love a couple years ago, and we're waiting to see how much further they can go with Josh Jacobs now. Last year, one and done in Philadelphia, no bueno. I understand that, but to sit here and say they're not Super Bowl contenders, I don't think you can say that. Micah is coming for you. Defensively, they've been lights out. It starts in Detroit on Thanksgiving. We've seen it before. And then Jordan Love took it all the way to the Final Four of a conference, getting bounced in the divisional round in San Francisco, where he made one of the worst throws of his entire second half of the season, unfortunately. It was poorly timed, but let's see what happens. Why not the Green Bay Packers? Absolutely, why not indeed? Hour 3 coming up with Mark Schlereth.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.